And that'll do it for another show of the Complexly Folk Show. Heard every Sunday on WDRT.
This is Jardar Johansen from the Arctic capital of Tromsø, Norway, and you're listening to WDRT Viroqua, community radio heard around the world.
Good evening, and welcome to Carousel. Each Sunday evening at this time, WDRT offers original programming that highlights the lively arts. Rotating on a weekly basis, we present a variety of live music, radio theater, spoken word, original fiction, poetry, and performance art. Each week's selection is presented by talented local volunteers who offer you a unique experience with the artistic talent found here in the Driftless. Now sit back and enjoy this week's performance. Welcome to Carousel on WDRT.
Program exploring the dynamic realms of wordplay. Welcome to Sound Waves. I'm your host, Ron Byers. My program will highlight performance poetry, spoken word, and music collaboration, as well as other experimental wordplay venues.
Beginning the program tonight with Sufi mystic poet Hafez from The Scent of Life recordings, piece called Keeping Watch, read by Nataraja Kelayo. Down to poet Pauline Johnson, reading her piece Fire Flowers. And on to innovative composer John Cage, doing The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs. And a poem by Walt Whitman, When I Heard the Learned Astronomer. And another piece by Hafez, Your Shape of Laughter. Now to poet Wayne Mason, a piece called Infinity Everywhere But Here. In Carl Sandburg's Jazz Fantasia, leading us into a collaboration between musician Ray Manzarek and old beat poet Michael McClure doing River of Night. Finally ending the first half of the program with three pieces by M.D. Friedman. Blue Cathedral, Binding My Moon, and Spring Love Song. Now enjoy the first half of Sound Waves.
In the morning, when I began to wake, it happened again. That feeling that you, beloved, had stood over me all night keeping watch. That feeling that as soon as I began to stir, you put your lips on my forehead and lit a holy lamp in my heart. Thank you.
and only where the forest fires have sped, scorching relentlessly the cool north lands, a sweet wild flower lifts its purple head, and, like some gentle spirit's sorrow fed, it hides the scars with almost human hands. And only to the heart that knows of grief, of desolating fire, of human pain, there comes some purifying sweet belief, some fellow feeling beautiful, if brief. And life revives and blossoms once again.
Night, by silent sailing night, Isabel, wild wood's eyes and primrose hair, quietly all the woods so wild, in mauve of moss and daphne dews, how all so still she lay, 'neath of the white thorn child of trees. Like some lost happy leaf, like blowing flowers stilled, as fain would she anon, for soon again 'twill be win me, woo me, wed me, ah, weary me. Now even come lay sleeping night, Isabel, Sister Isabel, Santette Isabel, Madam Isabel La Belle.
When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures, were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and the diagrams, to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer, where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick, till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical moist night air, and, from time to time, looked up in perfect silence at the stars.
Let my words become like a skilled potter's hands, quieting, smoothing your life with their knowledge, reaching into your tender core, and spreading you out like the morning that leaps from the sun's amused wink onto hills, brows, and the backs of so many beautiful laboring beasts. God's duty is to make perfect all your movements of mind, of limb, and your ascending shape of laughter. Watch the way my hands dance with their diamond-edge brilliance, cutting you open with music, reaching into your heart, and spilling the night sky jar you carry that is always full of giggling planets and stars. My words are a divine potter's wheel. If you stay near to me, please stay near to me, and Hafez will spin you into love.
Searching for infinity in the stars, or lines of broken Zen verse, chasing Buddha to the bottom of endless bottles of booze, or down highways in the belly of massive metal diesel with no roadmap to guide us, just poems in our hearts, black coffee and a tattered copy of On the Road, smoking tea and screaming the Holy Ghost of Madman Lebo. Looking for cracks in the rigid molds of perception in heaven, in between women's creamy thighs. Always searching for infinity. Too caught up in all the journeys to notice it was always here. And all we had was nothing. That was worth everything.
Drum on your drums, batter on your banjos, sob on the long, cool, winding saxophones. Go to it, old jazzmen. Sling your knuckles on the bottoms of the happy tin pans. Let your trombones ooze. And go husha, husha, husha with the slippery sandpaper. Moan like autumn wind high in the lonesome treetops. Moan soft like you wanted somebody terrible. Cry like a racing car slipping away from a motorcycle cop. Bang, bang! You jazz man! Bang all together drums, traps, banjos, horns, and tin cans. Make two people fight at the top of the stairways and scratch each other's eyes in a clinch tumbling down the stairs. Can the rough stuff. Now, a Mississippi steamboat pushes up the night river with a hoo hoo hoo. And the green lanterns calling to the high, soft stars. A red moon rides on the humps of the low river hills. Go to it, oh jazz men. ¶¶
I'm standing on the river of night with 40 songs. I'm standing on the river with 40 songs. I'll be stepping in the boat before too long. Stepping in the boat with all these songs. White hair hanging in my beard like moss. Everything I see is movies in a dream. Look at bubbles flowing round the rocks in the stream. Stepping in the boat before too long. Deer make noise as they step over old dead leaves. I'll be getting in the boat before too long. Deer make noise as they walk over old dead leaves. Voices in the head like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Voices in the head, like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. When you get home, sit down with your back against a tree. See pictures go by, like movies in a dream. Table. Gonna hold a cup and drink black wine. We come from no place, and I'm going there all the time. Crickets singing in the evening, chirping in the darkest time. I hear you telling me, I hear you telling me, saying, I have to go. We gotta go. When the crickets are singing, hairy hands on the table, holding the blackest wine, crickets singing in the evening, chirping in the darkest time. There's a drum out there in the sunlight. There's a drum out there in the sunlight. But crickets sing in the evening, chirping in the darkest time. Well, I love you, Mama. I'm gonna drink black wine. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Blue Cathedral. In this place of ends and beginnings, with this congregation contagious with solitude, its crystalline walls filled by growing sky, glowing with a rue of sunset cloud, stained glass shadows gyre and glitter, an ethereal rainbow. I soar raptor-like on the sonorous wind that wells from your dream-colored clarinet. I become tangled in the luminous skin of your brother's fragile flute song. I breathe his remembered breath. I know you two rode the bristled air together, entwined in the harmony of each other's melody. I shiver with the diva of the crystal goblet who shudders her song from cold glass lips stroked by wet fingers. I ring with the murmured chiming of the temple ball that rolls in the loose cup of your hand. Now I can see, through the gold-coin eyes of the lost man, how borne on a boisterous crescendo of brass, you together climb the azure beyond the joyful, shattered ghost of his dying. Finding my own moon. There is something in this skinny howl of coyote that julienes the night as if it were a brick of dark chocolate. Something that chases its own tail in wild circles with the joy of a dervish. Something in that slide up to the high howl, and in the quivering sustain that follows, that chills the blood and makes me stop whatever I am doing to find my own moon. Spring love poem. Not only the thirsty seeks the water, but the water seeks the thirsty as well, Rumi. I reach with my eyes into the pool of you. The ripples of our touching splinter my reflection. Here in the flower of this breath, immersed in fragrant immersion, twirling within the sensual dance, we are closer than touch. The air you breathe, I breathe closer than the breath that fires passion. I have known this forever. I remember each time I am with you. I have known this forever. I have known somehow we will always be together. I have lived for this when nothing else made sense.
I'm your host, Ron Byers, and you are listening to Sound Waves. Starting off the second half of the program with our first Native American poet laureate, Joy Harjo, reading a piece from her Conflict Resolution for Holy Beings. Then a recording by Mary Oliver reading her poem Mindful from At Blackwater Pond series. Then an experimental piece called Drop, an adventure in wordplay, a playful freefall, waterfall of words written by Peter Daniels with voice accompaniment by Pam Kalinowski, Dodie Whitaker, Rebecca Wainscott, myself, and Peter Daniels, with sound editing by Robbie Crawford. Drop. Then exploring the Gothic realms with an excerpt from Ma Sanctum by Nick Cave. Then on to former poet laureate Billy Collins, reading from his book Aimless Love, a piece called Building with Its Face Blown Off. Then Vito Acconte, a piece called History Lessons. Then a piece I did called In the Dream with music collaboration by David Ware. Then Cassandra Tribe from The Garden of Lost Things, a piece called What Was It? Then poet Fred Owen, a piece called A Cold Walking. Then Catherine West doing Mandalas. Then the great writer and interpreter Coleman Barks doing a reading from Jalaluddin Rumi's Say I Am You. And a musical piece by Chico Hamilton Quartet from the cool scene at the Cafe Bazaar, a piece called Pottsville. Finally ending the program with the Poetic Drama Theater, Tales of the She and the He. A piece I did with Risha Murray with sound recording and editing by William Neal. Also, musical interludes during the program tonight provided by Ed Schultz and Robbie Crawford. And now enjoy the second half of Sound Waves.
The first day without a mother. In the hour of indigo, between sleeping and wake, a beloved teacher sits up on the funeral pyre. He smiles at me through flames that are dancing as they eat. I will see you again is one of the names for blue, a color beyond the human sky of mind. One third up the ladder of blue is where we sit for grief. I was abandoned by lovers, by ideas that leaped ahead of time, and by a father looking for a vision he would never find. Do not leave me again, I want to cry as the blue fire takes my teacher, his ashes cool in my hands. I'm too proud to let go the tears, they are still in me. I keep looking back. Maybe I have turned to salt. It burns blue, like the spirits who have already started to call me home. Up over the last earthy hill, broken through with starts of blue flowers that heal the wounded heart. Chickadee sings at dawn. I sit up in the dark, drenched in longing. I am carrying over 1,000 names for blue that I didn't have at dusk. How will I feed and care for all of them?
Thank you. mindful. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the oceans shine, the prayers that are made out of grass.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Stop.
Whoa. Drop. Trickle. Stop. Drop. Trickle. Tumble. Trickle. Drop. Stop.
Trickle.
Tumble.
Drop.
Trickle. Stop. Tumble. Trickle. Drop. Stop. Drop.
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 Bloop.
Bloop.
Drop.
Stop. Rumble. Drop. Rumble. Tumble. Rumble. Tumble. Trickle. Drop. Stop. Rumble. Drop. Drop.
Oh, few
do.
Do.
Stop.
A felled tree trunk carved down the middle by a cleaver of lightning during the rain days, I guess, made a kind of pallet where I would lie stretched out between the two halves that I had padded with cardboard and moss, encapsulated by two walls of umbrage that twisted about a few clapboards I had nailed to the trunks as supports, the vines intertwining overhead to form a low ceiling. I could sit up with a full foot's grace, room enough for my angel, too, who would come, in my later years, appear on the tree stump at the foot of my cocoon, then come inside and lie with me.
Building with its face blown off. How suddenly the private is revealed in a bombed-out city. How the blue and white striped wallpaper of a second-story bedroom is now exposed to the lightly falling snow, as if the room had answered the explosion, wearing only its striped pajamas. Some neighbors and soldiers poke around in the rubble below and stare up at the hanging staircase, the portrait of a grandfather, a door dangling from a single hinge, and the bathroom looks almost embarrassed by its uncovered ochre walls, the twisted mess of its plumbing, the sink sinking to its knees, the ripped shower curtain, the torn goldfish trailing bubbles. It's like a dollhouse view, as if a child on its knees could reach in and pick up the bureau, straighten a picture. Or it might be a room on a stage, in a play with no characters, no dialogue or audience, no beginning, middle, and end, just the broken furniture in the street, a shoe among the cinder blocks, a light snow still falling on a distant steeple, and people crossing a bridge that still stands. And beyond that, crows in a tree, the statue of a leader on a horse, and clouds that could be smoke, and even farther on, in another country, on a blanket under a shade tree, a man pouring wine into two glasses, and a woman sliding out the wooden pegs of a wicker hamper filled with bread, cheese, and several kinds of olives.
Lesson number 10. Let's not spoil the party.
Ready! Let's not spoil the party!
Repeat.
We won't.
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 Remember, let's not spoil the party. Everybody, let's not spoil the party.
Again,
we won't 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 spoil the party.
Go on. Go on. Go on.
I was grazing on the plains. The provincials were at the bulwarks. The time had long passed for mentoring.
Either you get it, or you don't.
The jazz car was playing. A holy minute splendor started up. We can heal after the puree button is pushed. Maybe God is better. Ground up. I have the kingdom of heaven in my ditty bay.
Last night, I dreamed of a city by the sea. All the old women there would sneak out late at night and go swimming. And the water was warm, and the water was heavy. There were all these small statues of the Virgin Mary. And the voices of these old women filled the night as they laughed and spoke among themselves. What was it they were saying? I couldn't make out their words, so I imagined what they said. But why do they only speak of it late at night in someone else's dream?
A cold walking. Oh, my brothers, that some days are a split in hopeless wandering, in still cities among breathless houses of the cold snow. Feel it, breaking in on the bones. Time, my brothers, to see me here, naked, bladed, on the midnight watchdog's teeth, the moon, a smooth wonder, tentatively felt, beaming in the iced air, my heart split on the noisy teeth of all those million days unlived, death, as they always were to me, in the all but unbearable now.
Mandalas. You are the still point at the center, though you are not still. Though you snow from east to west and the invisible moon glows through your grainy white, lighting the way like an old lantern. You are the still point at the center, the old pine growing up from between the rocks, alone at the edge of the hill, a leader without a tribe. You are the still point at the center. You stand with arms outstretched. You are the four directions. You are the sundial. You are the Stonehenge calendar, the ritual, the living, the dead. You are the still point at the center. I travel your orbit. Like the moon, I travel with you. I always face you, my dark side, unknown. You are the vanishing point. I walk towards you, you move. You are the vanishing point. Everywhere I look, you vanish. You are the still point at the center.
On cold mornings, I can touch your body. I can hold it close, wear it like a living amulet, a living stone. You are the vanishing point. You go down with the sun. Like a horse, I must lie on the earth to feel your warmth. You are the still point at the center, though you are not still, though you force your breath from my mouth, though your heart beats a strange drum in my chest. You are the vanishing point. The snow blows from east to west, covering you completely. You are a storm with the moon inside. You are a storm inside me. You are a storm in the moon. See her sand shift. See her dry oceans move.
I'm dust particles in sunlight. I'm dust particles in sunlight. I am the round sun. To the bits of dust, I say, stay. To the sun, keep moving. I'm morning mist and the breathing of evening. I'm morning mist and the breathing of evening. I'm wind in the top of a grove and surf on the cliff. Mast, rudder, helmsman, and keel. I'm also the coral reef they founder on. I'm a tree with a trained parrot in its branches. Silence, thought, and voice. I am a tree with a trained parrot in its branches. Silence, thought, and voice. The musical air coming through a flute, a spark off a stone, a flickering in metal, both candle and the moth crazy around it. Both candle and the moth crazy around it. Rose and the nightingale lost in the fragrance. I am all orders of being. The circling galaxy, the evolutionary intelligence, the lift and the falling away. What is and what isn't. I am all orders of being. The circling galaxy, the evolutionary intelligence, the lift and the falling away. What is and what isn't? You who know Jalaluddin, you the one and all, say who I am. Say I am you.
Thank you.
Drama Theater presents Tales of the She and the He. The new episode began with me doing stupid things to shorten my life.
Later, I did smart things to lengthen my life.
Finally, we got it just right.
You never listen to me anymore.
I listen for as long as I can.
I listen for as long as I can.
Why can't you ask for directions?
For a way out of this.
If you could make a soup out of me,
what would it be?
What would it be?
A noodle-sucking contest.
Love sneaks in.
After the pillow fight.
You are in denial of everything.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
How do you explain it? The hunting and gathering era is long gone. Yet the mastodon hunt goes on and on and on.
We were as tight as two clams.
Sharing the same shell-shocked home.
Pry us open for a real fun time.
They say happiness is a byproduct of a self-realized life.
For me, I got happy. But I didn't realize anything.
I was afraid I'd be alone. If I told you the truth,
I'd rather be a liar who was loved.
If we put my whites in with your darks for the next laundry load,
will we become more compatible?
What did you ever give birth to? Some biodegradable offspring thing? Some dumb idea about a clay man?
You made me wax the car again. You got the bird poop beneath the paint.
He was barely able to be with me in the here and now. He was filling himself up with sparkle dreams.
Anyway, just doesn't have enough closet space.
You need to come out of that closet space.
Oh, why do you undo everything I do?
Why do you undo everything I did to do?
You undo do everything I do do.
Didn't put the seat down again.
Yeah, we'll drive each other real crazy.
No. Signed up for a workshop on relationships. My honey was still pissed. I had to borrow money from her to buy her wedding ring. Meanwhile, my finger grew too fat, and I had to have mine cut off. But oh no, that is not to say that I do not love you, honey. It was too late. She left me for a skinny, ambitious man who was missing most of his fingers. I thought, how are they going to do that?
I'll take a man with fewer fingers and more brains any day.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey, you heard my heart. She said.
You have a hole in your heart and can't love me like a whole-hearted man.
I say, honey, you heard my soul. She said.
Your soul is like a waffle, squished under a tire. On the freeway to nowhere.
I say, I got a ding-dong song hurting for you. She say,
your ding-dong song ain't long enough for this world.
I say, oh, honey, don't you remember the happy huggy in the buggy?
She say,
that's when you drove us into the mucky-wucky. No, you ain't too lucky.
I say, honey, I'm a changed man, she say.
No, honey, I'm a changing my man.
Oh, honey.
Oh. Honey.
I'm your host, Ron Byers, and you've been listening to Sound Waves, heard every second Sunday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m. Hope to catch you next time.
Tune in on Saturday, April 20th for Vinylthon. Nothing but records live for 24 straight hours. That's right, someone's going to be in the studio live playing albums every single hour. It all starts at 8 a.m. on April 20th. Check out wdrt.org/vinylthon for more information.
Are listening to WDRT 91.9 FM.
I wanna be a little David on Sunday, so they can up to my life, embarrass my wife, and live a bad taste. Start to pick every move on Monday morning. I wanna be a target for the taste, so sure, pictures of me with a new anniversary, so lacking a taste, stuck in the way.
This is the cost of